market dropped. And I don't know whether it's ever going to climb back or not, but that broker told me that, he said, you're in a good buyer. You're buying all right, but don't look for it to climb too far for this year. And it seems like everybody said that the market was really going to go high, but it hasn't been too high. And then it's tapering off. But everybody's kind of optimistic about the future. So I'll be optimistic too. This is just something we can set aside. Maybe make a few bucks on it, maybe not. If we can lose it, if we have to lose it, that's all right. We've still got plenty to go. Well, how did you make out with the income tax? I hope they figures out some way for you to get a refund. It's a heck of a note. When you put out all that money, that'd buy you a new car, wouldn't it? For the taxes Uncle Sam got. Well, we're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. We'll lend it, spend it, send it rolling along. Lost my tenor voice. That's what I ought to be singing, the blues. Then I'd have a melodious voice for the blues. Is I blue? Is I blue? Ask anybody around this town. Is I blue? Is I blue? You'd be too. Ask the stars in the sky. Is I blue? Doesn't that sound better? There's a blues singer with my old hoarse voice. I haven't been getting much sleep lately. The mosquito's been biting on me pretty hard. And I keep waking up. And I guess that's probably a rundown condition. But you know, I've been eating those vitamin pills, and I'm sure feeling good. And I take my old happy pill, and it's real good. I think that's what makes me sound so happy all the time, is that pill that I'm taking is a real good one. It just makes me act right. That's what I have to call that, act right. My act right pill. I don't know what the name of it is, sir, but it just makes me act right. I heard a funny joke the other day, and I forgot it. See if I can remember it. Oh, yeah, there was a guy who took his kid to the circus, and they saw a big old elephant. And the kid said, "What is that, Daddy?" And he said, "That's an elephant." And the kid said, "What's that big thing hanging down there in the front of him?" And he said, "That's his tail." He thought he'd play a joke on him. "See, that's his tail." And the kid said, "Does he eat with his tail?" He said, "No, he don't eat with his tail." And the kid says, "Well, if that's his tail, he's picking up that hay, and you ought to see where he's stuffing it." That's, you ought to see where he's putting it. That's a pretty good joke. Well, I got a, we had a little accident down here, and I had some guards guarding the place, and the VC came around and captured one of them, took him down to the river, and when they was started to cross the river, Spooky came along. Spooky's the gunship that makes all the noise. Spooky came along and started knocking him off, and this guy escaped from him. So he got back to civilization, and the police threw him in the pokey. This was about a month ago. And the guy's just a little guy, about 5 foot, and they suspected him of being a VC because he escaped from him. So I've been paying him. He's been on the payroll for the time he worked, and I've been down twice to the prison to pay him. I went down there yesterday with his paycheck, and they got about 1,000 VC in their prison. And I wanted to know why they wasn't letting him out or why they wasn't doing something. So they said, I asked the warden, I said, how long you keep this guy in here? And he said, oh, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 more months. I said, and anybody going to question him? He said, no, nobody has so far. I said, well, how do you get him out of here? He said, well, you'll have to write a letter to the chief of police and see if they won't spring him. And I said, well, if I do that, what will happen? He said, well, if they turn him loose, they'll hold him for another month until a whole bunch of them are being freed, and then they'll turn them all loose together. They like to turn them loose in groups. So I don't know. I talked to the boss about it, and he said, better forget it, or words to that effect, that the knucklehead didn't fight the VC off, so he's not a very good guard, and we can't afford to go to bat for him if he's no good. So I guess I'll let the little old man stay in prison. But we'll have to knock him off the payroll. And he just won't. I don't know what'll happen to him. Maybe he is a VC. But they sure got a jail full of them. I ought to take my camera down there and take some pictures of that prison. I wonder if they let me do that. I think I'll try it anyway. There's 1,000 prisoners in there. Some of them have got their families living in with them, little kids. They pick them up out here in the bush, and we had an operation called Russell River, and they picked up thousands of them. Brought them in a refugee camp and screened them. There's a real good group if they're VC, boy. They're just locking them up. They're not doing anything with them. I'll bet you there's plenty of them belong to the military units, VC units. Well, see, I haven't got anything real exciting today. Couple of days past St. Patrick's Day. I never sent the card to Tommy Conant. I hope you sent him one. I guess I've got some presents to send to you if I ever get I can get them wrapped up. There, the screen I told you about, and a nice little plate. And I'll get them in the mail to you one of these days. And in the meantime, I just want to tell you again how much I love you, how much I really miss you, and how I would like to hold you and have you close to me, where I could get a little of your warmth and a little of your loving tenderness and a few words of encouragement now and then. It's kind of a lonesome old world for some of us who are rather loners. And I know it's the same for you. But I guess God made us like we were, strong enough to take care of these things. We're going to be loners. And I guess we know where the rewards are going to be, how much we enjoy them. How much we enjoy the success of whatever it is we're trying to do. It's real tough being alone, I know, but you're not really alone, because I'm still sending my love over the miles and the distance to you, and I know it's getting there, because I can see it in your letters and feel it in my heart. And know that, and I know that we're living in sort of a suspended animation, sort of, that might be kidding ourselves while we're doing it, but I think it's still the greatest tonic for me in the world, and I'm sure that the little separation is not endangering our lives or our happiness, because our love is so strong and our faith in one another is so great that even this distance of thousands of miles between us can be covered by our trust and our love. And so on this March night, the day of the 20th, the night of the 19th, I guess, I send you all my love, honey. Goodbye. Take care of yourself. Write me a nice letter when you find time, and take time. Give me all the news. Tell all my cousins howdy. All my people that I'm having a high old time and living high on the hog. And spring is here. I guess spring, the first day of the year, will be by the time you get this note from me. So you'll know that I'm a spring bird. I'm glad to see you got a lot of snow there. So goodbye, honey, and good night. I love you very much. Take care now. And Cindy, you better take care too, you little dog, because you're going to be in plenty of big trouble all the time.